March in May is a good way to describe the weather coming up over the next 36 hours. We'll start off with a mix of rain and snow this evening. That will change to snow before ending later at night. Tomorrow is going to be very cold for this time of year, and the wind will make it feel even cooler. That will be followed by a widespread frost and freeze tomorrow night. Then for Mother's Day, temperatures will begin to rebound, will bounce back to April-like levels. We do have occasions where measurable snow has occurred in the Capital District during the month of May. The last time measurable snow occurred in the Albany area during the month of May was back in 2002. I happen to vividly remember that particular storm as I was working television weather that morning, and heavy rain flipped over to snow just before the news began. Certainly made for an interesting few hours. So coming up this evening, we'll have a mix of rain and snow, and the change to snow will occur from top down, basically meaning from the higher elevations down into the valleys. The higher spots have the greatest potential to pick up a couple of inches of wet snow tonight, and even down in the valleys, the snow may come down heavily enough to result in some slushy accumulation. On the big picture, it's more of a talker than a major concern for us, though there's the chance that if we get enough snow in the higher spots, that some power outages may occur. And then tomorrow is looking pretty unsettled. We're going to have plenty of wind along with chilly temperatures. Highs will only be in the upper 30s to low and mid 40s. And with that gusty wind, wind chill is going to certainly be a factor tomorrow. I don't think the wind is going to be strong enough to do any major damage, though it's possible a few branches will come down. And at times tomorrow, there's going to be some passing rain and snow showers that could be briefly heavy. There's even the chance for some grapple, which are little white balls of ice. And then as we move into Mother's Day, temperatures will come back up into the 50s for most of us. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, a mix of rain and snow changing to snow, a low of 26 to 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with passing rain and snow showers, windy and cold with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, a mix of rain and snow, changing to snow, a low of 26 to 32. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with passing rain and snow showers, windy and cold, with highs in the upper 30s to low 40s. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, a mix of rain and snow, changing to snow, a low of 30 to 35. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, some passing rain and snow showers, windy and cold, with highs in the 40s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, a mix of rain and snow, changing to snow, cold, a low of 30 to 35. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, some passing rain and snow showers, windy and very cold for May, with highs in the low to mid 40s. Region-wide on Sunday, partly sunny, windy, and not as cold, highs in the 50s, and on Monday, variably cloudy with scattered showers, with high temperatures in the low to mid 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.